The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. The Baccalauréat General Examination of the Francophone Subsystem of Education will be written tomorrow in accommodation centers across the country. Candidates for the General Certificate of Education, GCE, of the English Subsystem of Education begin the written phase as from Tuesday, May the 28th. Cameroonians are celebrating mothers on the occasion of Mother's Day, observed today in some parts of the world. And in sport, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, has enjoined over 3,000 athletes at the ongoing Garuwa University Games to have peace as the watchword as they compete. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, has announced that the first phase of the ongoing infrastructural works at the University of Garuwa will be completed by October this year. Professor Jacques Famindongo made the declaration after visiting the site in Jumasi in the company of the university's rector, North Governor, and a host of other personalities. Julius Niba reports from CRTV North.
After giving the kicker of the 24th edition of the ongoing varsity games, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, entered day two of his stay in the North region's capital city, Garuwa, with a visit at the construction site of the university campus in Jumasi, where works are seriously ongoing for the construction of 8 administrative blocks and amphitheaters. This includes the construction of 5 faculty blocks for the Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Science, Faculty of Law and Political Sciences, Faculty of Economics and Management, and the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Human Sciences on a surface area of 200 hectares. Highlighting that he has been assured that the first phase of the ongoing construction project at the state's youngest university would be completed by October, Professor Jacques Famindongo urged all those involved to meticulously carry on with the works that will lead to the launching of the second phase.
What I've seen here is very beautiful, and I congratulate all the actors of this presidential achievement, and I am very optimistic for the future of the University of Garuwa.
The University of Garuwa that opened up its doors in 2022 after its creation by a decree from the head of state, and thereafter benefiting a presidential grant of 75 billion CFA francs for the ongoing infrastructural constructions, already has more than 10,000 students registered and also offers specialized courses in sustainable agriculture, disaster management, environmental studies, and archaeology, to name these. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garuwa.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has lauded the initiative taken by the Bogo Council in the far north to implement government's low-cost housing scheme. Minister George Elanga Obam was complimenting the officials while inaugurating lodging facilities built by the Bogo Council with the support of FACOM. Ayok John Ashu reports from Bogo.
Like other secondary cities, Bogo, situated some 35 kilometers from Marwa, faces the problem of insufficient lodging for state functionaries and other workers. The low-cost housing scheme of the Bogo Council, funded by the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FACOM, with the support of Credit Foncier, is therefore a timely response. At the inauguration ceremony, the Director General of FACOM, Philippe Camille Akoa, lauded the pioneering step taken by the Bogo Council and promised that 9 other municipalities of the region have been retained for similar schemes. While officially inaugurating the edifice, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who was accompanied by Governor Mijawa Bakari and some members of the elite of the Far North region, described the 20 double apartment municipal lodging as Bogo's march towards emergence in line with the vision of President Paul Biya. Special tribute was paid to the late Lamido Mayor of Bogo, Amadou Ousmanou, initiator of the project, which the incumbent mayor, Amadou Lawan, has undertaken to perpetuate. Bogo, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Here now is Minister George Elanga Obam encouraging councils to take advantage of funding provided by FACOM to promote municipal low-cost housing. Take a listen.
I'm a very happy minister when we are putting functioning such works. And we just want to tell to the other mayors that they should do the same. FACOM and Credit Foncier and the state are ready to help them. They just have to be ingenious. And we want them to take advantage of this program and to help our population having very good lodgements. We want you to continue talk of it so that the other mayors should know. We have started it quite some time ago. The program is going wider than it was in the beginning.
On to one of our lead stories. Thousands of students of the Francophone subsystem of education begin sitting the Baccalauréat General Examination tomorrow. Their counterparts of the Anglophone subsystem will, for their part, take on the written phase of the General Certificate of Education, GCE, examination as from Tuesday, May the 28th. On how prepared some of the students are, here's Kelly Eben.
Panting and joining, pense qu'à mon niveau, je suis prêt, en espérant que le bon Dieu va m'accompagner, et même jusqu'à la proclamation des résultats.
As a student preparing for GCSE advanced level, I present my own part of the work by burning the midnight candle, answering GCSE questions as many as possible.
From the expressions of the students sitting the ordinary and advanced levels of the Cameroon General Certificate of Education, the GCE in the English subsystem of education, and the appeals of the Baccalauréat General in the French subsystem of education, one can assert their readiness to crush the official exams to be written in the weeks ahead.
From August to now, we have been studying consistently with our teachers by finishing our syllables and all our worries we face. I'm very confident in myself for the upcoming exam.
Si je dis le contraire, une matière.
However, others say, although they are upbeat to face the exams, they are anxious over certain subjects in which they still have a few things to grasp.
I face difficulties. I answer all my questions on time. But by the grace of God, I hope all shall be well.
I face challenges with question interpretation. Hopefully for these days that are left, I ought to improve on my weaknesses.
That notwithstanding, the candidates are all optimistic that their hard work will yield good results.
The director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Denise Samem, has confirmed that two people have died following an explosion in Bamenda on Saturday, May 25, 2024. 39 others have been injured in the blast that occurred at a leisure spot close to the Bamenda Regional Hospital, where 11 victims have been admitted and 28 others treated and discharged. Kilo Valerie Salai picks up that story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Eyewitness account hold that the bomb blast occurred at about 8 p.m. Saturday night at a crowded leisure spot opposite the maternity gate of the Bamenda Regional Hospital and not far away from a military installation. The director of the Bamenda Regional Hospital, Dr. Dennis Same, has confirmed that two people have died following the blast and 39 others have been injured.
One actually died on the spot, and one of them died in the theater while they were carrying the operation. Most of them had multiple blast injuries, and presently we have 11 admitted in the ward, and 18 had minor injuries that were treated and discharged home.
The explosion in Bamenda comes months after the 11th February bomb blast in Kambe, which recent figures of the injured people have now risen to about 80. Improvised explosive devices have become an increasing combat strategy by non-state armed groups in the region who use the deadly device against the military but also civilian targets. Recently, security forces thanks to intelligence from some locals in Bamenda detected and successfully detonated an explosive device placed between the City Chemist Junction and Commercial Avenue. Defense and security forces have been calling for more of such synergy with the population who've been encouraged to report any suspicious object for timely intervention. Killer Valerie Salal, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In other news, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Douala, His Grace Samuel Kleda, has exhorted the Christians of the Baturi Diocese in the East Region to remain steadfast in preaching the gospel and to multiply their charitable acts. This was during a pontifical mass at the Our Lady of Immaculate Conception of Baturi to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the diocese. Tala LT has more from the East Region.
The 30th anniversary celebration of the Baturi Diocese was a moment for Christians together with shepherds of God's flock like His Grace Samuel Kleda, Faustin Ambassa and His Lordship Marie Marceline Damien, who have served in the diocese to take stock of the path covered so far in preaching the Word of God. His Lordship Marie Marceline Damien is Bishop of the Baturi Diocese.
The church has relied on foreign assistance over the past years. Now is the time for Christians to take up responsibility and work to sustain God's work.
His Grace Samuel Kleda, who celebrated the anniversary pontifical mass, first thanked God for the journey covered so far before calling on Christians to throw away their differences and follow Christ.
We want to continue evangelizing so that everyone in this division hears the good news of Christ and also testify of God's goodness.
The SDO for the Kadei Jada Yakuba, who was part of this celebration, said the church in Baturi has over the years been an important partner in the socioeconomic growth of the division, as he went on to cite some achievements in the education and health sectors. Tala LT, CRTV News, Baturi.
This is CRTV Network News. Mother's Day, which is observed in Cameroon on the third Sunday of May every year, is celebrated across the country today, May the 26th. The event is an opportunity for people to acclaim the role of the woman as a mother and pay her glowing tributes for her incredible contributions to nation building. The day is characterized by the presentation of gifts, flowers, and words of appreciation to mothers. Johnny Collette tells us more.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Mommy. I love you. You're the best.
Many mothers in Cameroon got up this Sunday morning to text, calls, and messages like these, expressing gratitude to these women for their contributions and sacrifices in shaping families, fostering love, and nurturing future generations.
Since my mother is not here with me, I sent her a little package as a token of appreciation for all she's been doing to me, most especially for bringing me into this world. And I and my siblings also did a joint video call to speak to her and make her feel special on this day.
Women themselves have also used the opportunity to celebrate motherhood. Celebrated on the last Sunday of May in Cameroon, it is a day to express gratitude and respect to mothers.
In the related development, women of the Christian Women's Association of Eglise Presbyterian BMRC Emmanuel have been urged to be responsible in their homes. This was during a church service to commemorate Mother's Day in Cameroon, with a service held in this parish under the theme, A Responsible and Happy Mother. Details with Leslie Magni.
The church service began with heartfelt welcome from Pastor Davin Kota, who spoke about the invaluable role mothers play in nurturing and guiding their families. The church was filled with gratitude as attendees listened to a touching sermon that highlighted the sacrifices, love, and dedication of mothers. Special prayers were offered for mothers, both present and absent, acknowledging their endless contributions and the love they share.
You have to become Christian woman. A Christian mother brings the children up by God fearing. She instructs the children. She can enlighten the children through her own behavior. And that is what matters. We are happy of becoming Christian women. Christian mothers enlighten the world.
The atmosphere was both joyful and reflective as many took a moment to remember and honor their own mothers. A highlight of the service was a beautiful choir performance featuring songs dedicated to mothers.
28-year-old Cecile Manuela Njoki has been crowned Miss Culture South 2024 in a natural beauty contest organized by an association known as Miss Culture Cameroon's Regions and Diaspora. She was crowned yesterday following a fiercely contested beauty show presided over by South Governor Felix Ngelengele. Silas Nkwain reports from CRTV South in Ebolova.
In a stunning display of talent, poise, and cultural pride, Cecile Manuel Anjoki, student at the Higher Institute of Transport, Logistics and Commerce in Ambam, bested 10 contestants and was crowned Miss Culture South 2024.
I have to preserve my beauty, social validity, so I'm very happy to read this competition.
A victory for cultural diversity, highly applauded by the public and hailed with a strong support by the chief executive of the region, Felix Ngelengele.
We have witnessed it this evening. Congratulations to the organizers.
The passage of each of the beauty queens demonstrated the daily life of an Ekan woman. Completing the top three were Miss Florine Eyenga Motaze and Miss Dona Mbengono of the Villa Division. The beauty pageants held in the Bolova saw contestants from the four divisions of the South compete in a variety of categories, as Mart Kimbakli, head of jury, explains.
Physical outlook, natural outlook, no makeup. They spent 4 days boot camp. We've been observing the behavior in the society to see the moral values and, more of all, the African values.
Its promoter, Honorable Dr. Barrister Fosofo Sin, says it is a good way for Cameroonians to reclaim their culture and identity after the West and South regions. The Miss Culture Cameroon's regions and diaspora caravan will move on to the other regions. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News, Ebolova.
This sad note, the deceased East Regional Delegate of Public Service and Administrative Reform, has, as well as Regional Councillor Hasumi Abdullahi, has been laid to rest in Waldegore in the East Region. He died yesterday after a brief illness at the age of 37. East Governor Gregoire Vongo was present at the funeral alongside local authorities. Celestine Sumbele tells us more from CRTV East.
In an atmosphere full of grief following the loss of a brother, colleague, and community leader, Abdullahi Hasumi occupied the post of the East Regional Delegate of Public Service and Administrative Reform, a shocking and heartbreaking day for the Mbororo community and the family of the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform. Hasumi Abdullahi was the only regional delegate we, the Mbororos, had in the entire country. He was an intellectual and a very resourceful person for our community.
Intellectual, très important.
We were three councillors from Manju in the East Regional Council, the president, Hasumi, and myself. He is gone. It will not be easy for me to move forward, but God has the last word.
Dieu a seul le dernier mot.
A young dynamic administrator, trained diplomat, and East Regional Councillor, described as hardworking, humble, and respectful, who was an inspiration to many young people, died at the age of 37 after a brief asthma crisis. The funeral gathering witnessed the presence of the East Governor Gregoire Vongo, President of the East Regional Council Waman Bele, and Alexis Boalaboum Zie, the representative of the Minister of Public Service and Well-Wishers. Abdullahi Hasumi, married and father of children, has been laid to rest in his native village of Waldegore in a purely Muslim tradition. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Betwa.
Policymakers, youths from across Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia have converged on the Sir Roda Kairaba Jawara International Center in the West Coast region of the Gambia to adopt, among other measures, a national nutrition bill to promote proper nutritional standards for their citizens. This comes as a joint in celebrating this year's edition of the Africa Day. Patience Wingo reports from the Gambia.
Youths from Ghana, Cameroon, and the Gambia are meeting at a hybrid and in-person panel discussion organized by Africa Catalyzing Action for Nutrition, AFRICAN, at the Sadauda Kairaba Jawara International Conference Center in Bijilo, West Coast region. To the officials of AFRICAN, it is an opportunity for them to bring in experts and engage in promoting good nutritional practices through the use of technology and agricultural entrepreneurship.
Dr. Gloria Folsen, I work as a senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research, University of Ghana. The Franny app, Franny stands for Food Recognition and Nudging Insights. It's an artificial intelligence-based mobile app which helps the user to identify foods that they are eating.
For youths, media stakeholders, government policymakers, and nutrition ambassadors championing campaigns against poor dieting risk in Ghana, Cameroon and the Gambia, the panel discussions have clarified the correlation between nutrition, technology, and agricultural entrepreneurship.
Ms. Ape Mabembole, I'm from Cameroon. From the African workshop, I learned about the new AI app called Freni, which helps us to maintain good nutritional value, and the app is developed in Ghana.
To the director of the National Nutrition Agency of the Gambia, Malang Fofana, it is important for Africans to use their local food resources to stay healthy.
We are working with every partner to promote improvement in nutritional status of the population. As a country and as a region, we are facing what we can describe as a triple challenge, a triple burden in malnutrition.
The delegation from Cameroon is led by the country director of African, Dr. Namanga Gongi, who doubles as the board chair of Africans, accompanied by Mr. Eong III from the Prime Minister's office. Patience Wingo, CRTV News, Bijilo, West Coast Region in The Gambia.
In sports, rectors and vice chancellors of state universities in Cameroon have discussed various challenges and prospects at the 24th All University Games underway in Garoua. The meeting took place at the rectorate of the University of Garoua. Details with Tanjong Levis Agbo.
Rectors and vice-chancellors from all the 11 state universities in Cameroon converged on the rectorate of the University of Garoua to discuss on pertinent issues concerning their institutions. Professor Shafak Namfosu, rector of the University of Chang and president of the National Federation of University Sports.
Last 22 of April 2024, I was elected by my colleague, the chairman of the conference of head of public institution universities, and the University Games is a good opportunity for us to sit and to chat, to assess what is going on, how we can improve all things.
The meeting equally provided an avenue for the professors to appreciate the opening ceremony of the University Games and propose points ahead of next competitions.
It was also a good opportunity to talk about the games in terms of launching, and we really congratulate our colleague from University of Garoua who did it best. So we also take the opportunity to discuss some other problems inside state universities in terms of financial, in terms of administrative, in terms of student on the ground.
Evaluation will continue in the field to address certain challenges and present them to the Ministry of Higher Education. Tanjong Levis Agbo, CROTV, Garoua.
The University of Yaoundé 2 SWA has bagged 2 gold medals in athletics and long jump. Our special envoy to the games, Wilson Mengole, gives us updates from Garoua.
The University of Yaoundé 2 SWA have made its intention known barely 24 hours after the official launch of the 24th edition of the University Games in Garoua by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo. The institution now have 2 gold medals coming from long jump through Tono Ondobo, completing a distance of 5 meters. The other medal came from Gwange Raphael in 100 meters, completing his course in 10 seconds. The University of Yaoundé 2 SWA have as ambition to overpower the 22 participating higher institutions of learning to finish the games on the lock. The Institute of the Gulf of Guinea equally recorded its first medal in gold in athletics through Kole Etemi, completing 100 meters distance in 11 seconds. Wilson Mengole, Victor Bala on special assignment in Garoua.
That's the end of the news, but before we take leave of you, a recap of the main points. The Baccalaureate General Examination of the Francophone Subsystem of Education will be written tomorrow in accommodation centers across the country. Candidates for the General Certificate of Education, GCE, of the English Subsystem of Education begin the written phase as from Tuesday, May the 28th. Cameroonians are celebrating mothers on the occasion of Mother's Day, observed today in some parts of the world. And in sport, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, has enjoined over 3,000 athletes at the ongoing Garoua University Games to have peace as the watchword as they compete.